Friends, now we are moving to another chapter, that is crowdfunding. Here we are actually starting with the crowdfunding topic. And there are a lot many things to understand in the crowdfunding. And this topic specifically gives little bit overview about overall scenario of the crowdfunding. What is its linkage with the crowdsourcing? And what is its linkage with the venture capital? And how it can be used for the startup. So this is overall the view of the crowdfunding is. In this, we will see the definition of the crowdfunding. Then difference between crowdfunding and crowdsourcing. Then history and types, as well as the role of the crowd and the crowdfunding platforms which are available in the market. Then origin of the crowdfunding, significant campaigns which are successfully concluded, as well as the crowdfunding applications and benefits arising out of it, as well as the risk in the crowdfunding processes. That we are going to discuss now in this chapter. So you are well aware that what the crowdsourcing is, and one of the methods for which crowdsourcing are used is a crowdfunding. So, to understand better the crowdfunding, we need to take a brief overview of the discuss the global scenario of the crowdfunding, which including the various prevalent models which are working on it and the associated benefits, risk and the regulatory approaches in the different jurisdiction as well. The extant legal structure of the governing the fundraising process for the startup and small and medium entrepreneurs in India is also important aspects that we are going to discuss. Therefore, legal and regulatory challenges in implementing the frame network of the crowdfunding is required to be studied for its implementation. This chapter intend to put before you, as I rightly said, the framework for assuring the crowdfunding by giving the access to the capital market to provide an additional channel for early stage funding to the startup and SMEs and seek the balance with the same with the investor protections. Though this intends to improve regarding the different possible structure of the crowdfunding within the existing legal framework and the other associated issues, we have no option but to look into these kind of issues very seriously. Let us understand now what is the crowdfunding means. Crowdfunding is also like a crowdsourcing is a process. Crowdfunding is the process of funding the project. Funding means monetarily funding. Funding the project or the venture by raising the monetary contributions from large number of people, typically via internet. So collection of the money through the internet by the people, from the people. One early stage equity expert described it as the practice of raising the funds from two or more people over the internet towards the common services, project, product, investment and other experiences. The crowdfunding model is fueled by three types of actors. The involvement in the crowdfunding is of one is the project initiator who proposes the idea. And individual or the group who support the idea. And the third one, the moderating the organization, that is the platform that brings the practice together to launch the idea. So three, one is a proposition, second is a support, and third one is a screening of the ideas. These are the three activities which are normally happens in this crowdfunding process. If you ask me what is the difference between the crowdsourcing and crowdfunding, here is the answer for that. The crowdfunding is a type of crowdsourcing because the crowdsourcing encompasses many things. Crowdsourcing involves receiving ideas, then contributions, collaboration, services, or the ideas from a huge number of people, usually on the internet. It is the way of combining the efforts of several people to achieve better and more desirable results. Crowdsourcing comes from two words, outsourcing and the crowd. Crowd is used to refer to the people. So simply put, the crowdsourcing means the outsourcing of the company's functions to the large group of the people on the internet or internet, instead of assigning the job to the selected employees. There are five major types of the crowdsourcing. One is crowdfunding, creative crowdsourcing, micro work, wisdom of the crowd, inducement of the prize contest. This we have already discussed in earlier chapter. However, for again recapping, a brief information is provided here. Crowdfunding. Crowdfunding is the most popular type of crowdsourcing, and it involves the raising the need capital or needed capital to finance the project or a business. Through crowdfunding, people with a smart business ideas but lack of the necessary capital to follow it through may be able to raise the needed funds by getting the financial donations and investment from the large group of the people on internet. This is the basic theme. You have the ideas, but you don't have the funds. Then what you should do? There are four basic types of the crowdfunding. Four basic types of crowdfunding. Number one, equity-based crowdfunding, under which the investor contributes to the business or a project with the hope of becoming the joint owner of the project, receiving the shares of the company, or any other type of monetary gain in future. Contributors under this method are the investors in the business. Another method is the donation-based crowdfunding. No form of the financial reward or direct benefit is expected or awarded under this form of the crowdfunding, because people contribute to a charitable cause, such as helping the people with the medical bills, provision of disaster relief, scholarship, rehabilitations, NGOs, and other similar charitable activities. When contribution to made for this type of crowdfunding, in that case, since it is used for the charity, there will be no reward given, or maybe simply a certificate will be given. That kind of contribution is called donation, and donation, the donor is not expecting anything written from the company or the charity for which he has donated. Next one is a debt-based crowdfunding. This involves the borrowing money from the people with the aim to returning it, such a funds usually with interest. Reward-based crowdfunding means contributors under this category are expect to be compensated for their contribution in monetary or non-monetary form. They may be either given the interest on their deposit or the whatever contributed amount contributed, or they may be issued a certificate to that extent. Difference between the crowdfunding and crowdsourcing also covers the creative crowdsourcing. Creative crowdsourcing we have seen in earlier chapter. Creative crowdsourcing involves getting different ideas and solutions for the project. It allows the several people to contribute the creative ideas to the task. And creative outsourcing could also be a project like graphic design, architecture, writing, illustration of the fashion designs. A very good example of the company that makes the use of the creative outsourcing is Wikipedia, which encourages the users to contribute for the information. In Wikipedia, if you have selected, you will get information of anything on the earth. Reward for the creative crowdsourcing may be extrinsic or intrinsic. Extrinsic reward may be in the form of financial compensation and recognition, while intrinsic reward may include the knowledge expansion fund, opportunity for the personal expansion. Microwork, this is just a repetition of your recapping whatever learned in earlier chapter. Microwork is also known as microtasking. It involves the division of the project into several smaller tasks and sharing such tasks with several people on the internet platform to complete the task. For instance, a company that is into data entry and processing may engage the services of the several freelancers on the internet to complete the task and get paid for their contributions. Other companies that make the use of such services include the content writing companies, call centers, network marketers, and the language translation companies. Microwork is the beneficial to the contributor because it allows them to the opportunity of to work from the comfort from their homes and offers them a flexibility and tax-free earning also. Wisdom of crowd. Wisdom of the crowd involves gathering the collective opinion of a large group of the people over the subject of issue. It is also often believed that the opinions of the large group of the people are better and more useful than the opinion of handful people or a single individual. A very good example of the company that makes a use of this technique is Yahoo. On the Yahoo Answers website, you would find a lot of responses to a single question. Wisdom of the crowd is also used to sample the public opinion on a political candidate or for the market and the product research. Inducement prize contest. Inducement prize contests are in the form of the competitions where the people are awarded with the cash or other prizes for achieving the feat of winning the challenges and the contest. It is usually used to encourage the involvement, encourage the innovations and technological advancement. There are usually preset criteria for conditions which are required by him required to win such prizes. As can be seen above, crowdfunding is a different from the crowdsourcing. Crowdfunding is only one of the several types of the crowdsourcing. Don't be under impression that crowdfunding is something separate. No, it's a part of crowdsourcing. So crowdfunding is the only one of the several topics of the crowdsourcing. Just like a micro working, wisdom crowd or inducement prize or contest and the creative crowdsourcing. History and type. Let us understand what is the history of the crowdfunding states. The crowdfunding centers, May 2014 report identified the existence of the two primary types of the crowdfunding. What are those two primary types of crowdfunding? One is a reward-based crowdfunding, that is entrepreneurs pre-sell a product or services to launch a business concept without incurring debt or any liability or sacrificing equity of the shares. This is reward-based crowdfunding. So, no loan, no share certificate, but only reward by way of certificate or whatever recognition. Money can be contributed. Second one is equity crowdfunding. The backers receives the shares. Means those who are contributors, they are receiving the shares of the company, usually in its early stage, in exchange for the money which is pledged or given to them. And for this activity, the company's success is determined by how successful it can be demonstrated, its visibility. That is why the equity crowdfunding is also getting the popularity. Reward-based crowdfunding has been used for wide range of the purposes, including motion pictures or promotions of the pictures, then free software development, then invention development, scientific research, as well as civic projects. For study of two types of reward-based crowdfunding were identified. Any contribution is received for the reward-based crowdfunding is divided into two types. One is keep it all, and second one is all or nothing. Keep it all or nothing. That means, keep it all means where the entrepreneurial firms sets a fundraising goal and keeps the entire amount raised regardless of whether they meet their goal. And the another all or nothing, where the entrepreneur firm sets a fundraising goal and keeps nothing unless goal is achieved. That means 100% utilization. So in first, whether you have received the goal, reached the goal of contribution or not, they will keep them for uses. But in other one, all or nothing, you keep it or don't keep it anything if your goal is not reached. Means, if you want to contribute, say $100,000, then you can, if it is not reached, $100,000 and only $9,000 you have received the contribution. If you keep that for utilization, it is called as keep at all. Means all you have to retain. And another one is all or nothing. Either you keep whatever contribution is made or don't keep it, return it. Equity-based crowdfunding. Equity crowdfunding is the collective efforts of the individuals to support the efforts initiated by the others or other people or organization through the provisions of finance in the form of equity. In United States legislation that is mentioned in 2012, Jobs Act will allow for the wider pool of the small investors with a fewer restrictions following the implementation of the Act. Debt-based. In the United States, debt-based crowdfunding from non-bank become a more prominent as the form of the crowdfunding in 2012 with the launch of the Lending Club, which had advanced more than $500 million in loans via its website in the April 2012. Prospective borrowers of the lending club first submit their requirement and are then matched with the pool of the investors who are willing to accept the credit terms. Platforms such as Lending Club gained a popularity in US as bank increased the rate of interest or reduced their level of lending activities. That is why it gets the popularity. Litigation crowdfunding allows the individuals to invest in the legal disputes globally, allowing those are in need of the legal services or litigation funds anywhere in the world to obtain it from their peers. Individuals are given a stake in the claim and they have funded, which allows the individual funders to multiply their investment in the justice many times over if it is case is succeeded. Charity. Charity crowdfunding is the collective efforts of the individuals to help the charitable causes. Now we will understand what is the role of crowd in crowdfunding. Role of crowd. The inputs of the individuals in the crowd triggers the crowdfunding process and influences and ultimately values the offering or outcome of the process. Each individual acts as an agent of the offering, selecting and promoting the project in which they are really believing. They will sometimes play a donor's role oriented towards the providing the help on the social projects. In some cases, they will become the shareholders and the contributors to the development and the growth of the offering. Everyone disseminates information about the projects they supports in their online communities, generating the further support and calling for them to become a promoter of the company. An individual who takes part in the crowdfunding initiative tends to reveal several distinct traits. Innovative orientation is very important in the crowdfunding. What is this innovative orientation? Because it involves or which stimulates the desire to try new mode of interacting with the firms and other consumers, social identification with the content, cause of the project or project selected for the funding, which sparks desire to be a part of the initiative, which motivates individual to participate by expecting to get the payoff for his contribution. Crowdfunding platforms. As of 2012, there are around 450 crowdfunding platforms. Project creators needed to exercise their own due diligence in order to understand which platform is the best to use, the depending on the type of the project that they wanted to launch. There are fundamental difference in the services provided by many crowdfunding platforms. Because these crowdfunding platforms are certainly by law are required to take the due diligence on everyone, maybe the requester as well as the contributor. For instance, CrowdCube, Sembid, Seedrace and Seedinvest are the internet platforms which enable the small companies to issue the shares over the internet and receive the small investment from the registered users in return. While CrowdCube is meant for users to invest the small amount and acquire the shares directly in a startup companies, Seedrace, on the other hand, pulls the funds to invest in new business as a nominated agent. A possible early procurer. What is the origin? Origin of the crowdfunding. What is the origin of the crowdfunding? A possible early precursors of the crowdfunding business model could be the concept of collective fundraising or remuneration or a subscription business model which was used in 17th century to finance the publications planned but not yet printed. Another precursor would be to find out the origin of the crowdfunding is the cooperative movement of 19th and 20th centuries, which saw the collective groups such as community or the interest-based groups pooling the subscribed funds to develop a new concept. Products and means of distribution and production, particularly in rural areas of Western Europe and North America. In 2002, the Free Blender campaign was an early software crowdfunding precursor. The campaign aimed for open sourcing and the Blender Ray Tracer software by the collecting $100,000 from the community while offering the additional benefits for the donating members. These are some of the origins of the crowdfunding, how the crowdfunding came into existence. Then significant campaigns. Which are those campaigns which are happened in the crowdfunding? Early campaign. What was happened? Electric L Shock, which is a Japanese company, rock band, in 2004, raised €10,000 from 100 fans, the Samurai 100, by offering them a lifetime membership on the band's guest list. 2 years later, they become the fastest band to raise US$50,000 budget on the Sela band. This is one of the success story. Another one is Fanny Armstrong later created a donation system for her future film, The Age of the Stupid. This was the film she proposed to publish or create. Over 5 years, from June 2004 to June 2009, she raised €1,500,000, highest grossing campaigns. So earlier one is also a success story. It took 5 years, 2004 to 2009, but in 5 years she collected $1,500,000 and she released that film, that is The Age of Stupid. She was not earlier having the funds, but those interested, they contributed. And how much contribution she received? $1,500,000. She used those funds and film was released in 2009. Highest grossing campaign. The highest reported funding by crowdfunded projects to date is Star Citizen. What was happened in this? An online space trading, a combat video game being developed by Chris Roberts and the Cloud Imperium Games, which as of 24th January 2015 claimed to have raised around $70 million. This is what the success stories are. Significant campaigns. Kickstarter campaign. On April 17, 2014, the Guardian media outlet published a list of 20 of the most significant projects launched on the Kickstarter's platform prior to the date of publication. Controversy. Controversy arises in the crowdfunding sector in May 2014 when an adult entertainer was blocked by platform GiveForward. Why? Following an allergy reaction, Eden Alexander required intensive medical treatment, but doctors, aware that her occupation associated her health issue with the drug use and did not provide the necessary care to enough extent. Consequently, the Alexander's condition worsened, and the Alexander then launched a Give Forward crowdfunding campaign to cover her medical bill but the campaign was removed from the platform after a social media exchanges whereby a potential donor requested nude pictures of the reciprocation, nude pictures, and as a reciprocation, the Alexander agreed to the offer. This was noticed within a brief time frame of WePay, and the payment services used by the give forward deemed the negotiation in a violation of WePay streams for the services of TVS. Crowdfunding is being experimented by many people in many fields. Crowdfunding is being experimented with as a funding mechanism for creative work such as blogging, journalism, music, independent film, or for funding the startup companies also. Community music labels are usually for profit organization where the fans assumes the traditional financier's role for its record and label the artist they believe in the funding and in the recording process. A financialist articles published in mid-September 2013 stated that the niche for the crowdfunding exists in financing the film with a budget in $1 to $10 million range, and the crowdfunding campaign are much more likely to be successful if they tap into the significant pre-existing fan base and fulfill an existing gap in the market. Innovative new platforms such as Rocket Hub have emerged that the combined traditional funding for the creative work with a branded crowdsourcing, helping the artists and entrepreneurs unite with the brands without the need for the middleman. Philanthropy and the civic projects. A variety of the crowdfunding platform have emerged to allow the ordinary web-based users to support the specific philanthropic projects without the need of the large amount of money. Global Giving is also one of the platform which allows the individuals to browse through the selection of the small projects proposed by the non-profit organization worldwide, donating the funds to projects of their choice. Microcredit crowdfunding platforms such as the Kiva, that is the organization, and Okai are the facilitated crowdfunding of the loans managed by the microcredit organization in developing countries. Real estate crowdfunding. As it is real estate, there is no investment is permitted by the law in Indian scenario. However, the real estate crowdfunding is along online pooling of the capital from the investors to fund the mortgages which are secured by the real estate, such as fix and flip, the redevelopment of the distressed or abandoned properties and equity or commercial and resident projects, acquisition of the pool of the distressed property, mortgages, home buyers, town payments, and the similar real estate related outlets. Investment via specialized online platform is generally completed under the Title II of the Jobs Act in US and also limited to the accreditable investors. The platform offers low minimum investment, often $100 to $10,000. Intellectual property exposures, IP exposures. One of the challenges that posting the new ideas on the platform, crowdfunding platform site, is there may be little or no intellectual property protection provided by the sites themselves. Once an idea is posted, it can be copied. Inventor advocates such as the Simon Brown, who is the founder of UK-based United Innovative Association Council, that the ideas can be protected on the crowdfunding site through early filing of the patent applications, use of copyright, trademark, protection, as well as a new form of ideas protection supported by the World Intellectual Property Organization called as Creative Barcode. Benefits and the risk in the crowdfunding. Benefits for the creator. The crowdfunding campaign provides or producer with several benefits beyond the strict financial gains. The following are some of the financial benefits of the crowdfunding to the creator. Profile. Compelling the project can raise the producer's profile and provide a boost to their reputation. Then marketing. Project initiators can show that there is an audience and market for their projects. In the case of unsuccessful campaign, it provides a good market feedback also. Audience engagement. Crowdfunding creates a forum where the project initiator can engage with their audience. An audience can engage in the production process by following the progress through an update from the creator and sharing the feedback via comment features on the project, that is on the crowdfunding page, putting comments on the crowdfunding page. Feedback. Offering a pre-release access to the content of the opportunity to beta test content to the project and the backers as a part of the funding incentive provides the project initiators and the instant access to the good market testing feedback. Crowdfunding also comes with the several potential risk or the barriers. Reputation. What is the reputational risk? Failure to meet the campaign goal or to generate the interested results in the public failure. Reaching the financial goal and successfully gathering the substantial public support, but being unable to deliver to the project on a project for some reason can severely negatively impact one's reputation. You have collected the funds, you have get the ideas, but if you are not, if the collector is not implementing the idea, then it will be considered as a reputational risk. Another one is a IP protection risk, intellectual property protection. Many interactive digital media developers and the content producers are the reluctant to publicly announce the details of their project before the production due to its concern about the idea theft and protecting their IP from the plagiarism. Donor exhaustion. There is a risk that if the some network supporters is reached out to the multiple times, that network will eventually cease to supply the necessary support. This is also another risk. If repeatedly visiting the site or requesting, and then even otherwise also it is banned, it can be given to him. So that is also risk. So, public fear of abuse. Concern among the supporters that without a regulatory framework, the likelihood of the scam or any abuse of the funds is high. The concern may become barrier to the public engagement. With this, we have taken the overview of the crowdfunding and we will proceed to the new chapter. Thank you very much.